Our female athletes deserve better, head of Catholic University defends women against transgenders. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 29, 2022. The head of a Catholic university, the Franciscan University of Steubenville in Steubenville, Ohio, defended women athletes in a recent op-ed, writing, "I am concerned for my female athletes, because despite all of the hard work they put in, they will lose to transgender athletes, and that is another example of how the system is rigged against women. As a university president, I am concerned for my female athletes. They will work hard, be diligent in their training, and on race day lose to transgender athletes," Franciscan University of Steubenville President Father Dave Babonica wrote a Thursday op-ed for USA Today. "Tragically, it becomes another example of how the system is rigged against women because they were born women," Father Babonica added. "Our female athletes deserve better." Father Babonica went on to mention a student at his university named Allison, who he says is one of the finest, toughest, fiercest athletes I have ever met, and ranks as one of the top 20 NCAA D3 women athletes in the country. The university president said his heart breaks for her, knowing that this young female athlete may have to one day compete against biological male athletes. "Biology 101 tells us men's bodies and women's bodies are different," Father Babonica wrote. "Title IX legislation has elevated women's sports in schools over the past 50 years, making it possible for more female athletes to compete against other female athletes." Father Babonica also mentioned University of Pennsylvania UPenn swimmer Leah Thomas, noting that he competed on the university's men's team for 3 years until joining the women's team. Despite NCAA-required testosterone suppression treatment, Leah easily won many of her races, setting several pool records along the way, Father Babonica wrote. The university president stressed that separate divisions are important, as they give women the opportunity to measure their hard work and success against other women on an even playing field. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.